Hi, Dr. Friedman here. Do you ever feel lonely? I mean, really lonely, you know, so that you would say, I don't know if I belong. Well, if this is how you feel, you're certainly not alone, because this is what I believe the majority of younger people in big cities are feeling. Yes, maybe there are all these possibilities now to make friends. You know, we are. With technology more connected than ever, more possibilities to communicate. And still, there is a deep sense of loneliness that so many of us are suffering from. When I came to Seattle, that's exactly how I felt. So, what I want to talk about is in a series of shorter podcasts, how to never feel lonely again. Because that's possible. Because ultimately, we are relational beings. We want to be in connection with others. But if we don't really have a good foundation on how to relate to us, to others, to life, it's going to be hard to ever feel at home. And it's going to be difficult to not feel lonely. So let's delve into how to change this, how to never feel lonely again. What is the most important relationship in your life? Think about it. Maybe you come up with your partner or a friend or your parents or a sibling or your dog or cat. And all of those relationships are important. I get it. But they don't really matter. They don't really matter as much as one relationship that is a relationship with a person who is 24/7 with you, who is with you until you are taking your last breath. And that's a relationship with yourself. Now, this is not selfish or narcissistic. This is simply a fact. If we don't get along with ourselves, if we feel disconnected from ourselves, we pretty much feel disconnected from everything because we're it. You know, the way we go through life is highly dependent on how we feel about ourselves for many reasons. And one reason is that we are creating reality based on our perception on ourselves, on others, on the world. And so if we have a perception of we don't really matter, we're not really good enough. We are just lucky that someone, you know, wants to, I don't know, talk to us or have some kind of a relationship with us. If we are putting ourselves into a little box of unworthiness, well, our perception on life and reality is exactly a reflection of that unworthiness and vice versa. Now, most people don't really spend a lot of time thinking about themselves. It's not necessarily what we are taught by our parents or in school, but it's so important. So when I came to Seattle, I had nothing about that kind of self-awareness that I would have needed to feel at home with myself, even though I was on a foreign continent. I had nothing of that. So naturally, I felt that, you know, kind of a leaf on the ocean, just tossed around by life without really anything to hold on to. I didn't feel any sense of groundedness within. And maybe you feel that too sometimes. Maybe you feel that you have done everything right and you still feel not really great about yourself because you don't really know yourself. And that is where loneliness really starts. When we don't have a sense of ourselves, we need others to make ourselves feel better. We need others to fill that void. And no one really can do that for you because what you feel is how they see you. And that creates, of course, a certain kind of dependency, but also a greater insecurity. So, in order to never feel lonely again, the first relationship that needs to improve is the one with yourself. So ask yourself these questions. How do I treat myself? How do I talk to myself? Do I avoid being by myself? When I come home and nobody is there, do I immediately turn on the TV or, you know, have some headphones in and listen to something because I can't stand the feeling by my being by myself because I don't like the feelings that are coming up. I don't like the thoughts that may get louder. I don't like being with me because, I don't know, it's very uncomfortable. It's much more fun being with others. And then lastly, do I really have spent enough time to get to know who I am? Or have I only learned to know myself in certain roles? You know, just all these kind of, you know, compartments in life where we were just doing what was expected from us. But do I really know who I am beyond that? Have I spent enough time to find that out? So that is then for you pretty much the feedback on where you are with your relationship. And I bet some of them was maybe pretty positive. You said, yeah, I do work out regularly. I try to eat healthy. And some of it may have been really like, oh my God, I have this huge blind spot on myself that I really try to rather run away from myself than trying to even get closer or look at myself. So let's change that, because then you know part of the loneliness that you have been feeling may also have to do with how you have been just not really the best company for yourself, because you haven't really treated yourself like someone you want to get close to, but more like someone that you wanted to get away from. And you know what happens when we need others to give us a sense of self? We are only looking through their eyes at ourselves. And it's not that we are questioning those that judge us or that rejected us. We are questioning ourselves, because their opinion matters way more than our own opinion, because frankly, maybe we don't even have an opinion about ourselves. So that dependency on others, that giving the power to others to feel some sense of self, that is a huge trap. It's almost like an addiction. And in the end, it's just other people's perspective. 90% or more of what people see in us has zero to do with us. It is only a projection from them onto us. So it doesn't really matter what they're thinking. But if you don't have any other thoughts, if that's the only thoughts you have about yourself, the only opinion comes from others because you haven't really spent time to form one for yourself. Of course, it sounds bad. It sounds overwhelming. Or it sounds so great that you just want to have more of it. But the bottom line is, we have to get away from depending and relying on others. And we have to learn to rely on ourselves, to become our own authority, to become the person that knows every fiber of our being better than anybody else. And that takes a little time, but it's also fun. And it takes certainly some curiosity.